Monte, how cold was it at practice today?
It's pretty cold. Pretty cold, but I think a lot of it had to do with the wind today. It was cutting through those sleeves, and once you get up on your face, you kind of can't feel your face. But other than that, it was cool.
Colder than a couple weeks ago, when I think it was a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. That was probably, I think this was the coldest I've ever been today, probably, with the wind.
How much sharper does the focus have to be on a cold day, cold ball, cold day?
It's huge. You gotta lock in. You gotta be strong-minded and block out as much as you can, but it gets to the point where you gotta be realistic and it's still cold, but I mean, you still gotta get out there and make plays and lock in.
If you guys get Randall back, obviously, Geronimo's done a really good job filling in,
yeah,
stepping in, but what would it mean to you guys to get Randall back?
It's huge. Another guy that gets a tremendous amount of respect from defenses, so having him out there will take a lot off of our run game, myself and Jordy, and we'll, you know, freeze up other guys because they got to account for him. He's a guy that gets doubled a lot in the red zone. So it'll put them in a bind, and I'm not sure if they're prepared for him to come back or not, but he definitely helps us out a lot.
I'm looking at the tape from earlier this season to where this defense is now for you. How have they improved in the secondary?
They had some tremendous individual efforts out there. 20's been doing a really good job. 21 obviously, been having a huge impact. So we're going to do our best to make sure we take them out of the game.
What makes their secondary so tough?
I think they have a lot of confidence. Real confident in their abilities, and I think they were able to put up some numbers early, and it kind of allows you to be more confident in yourself. So, they give a lot of effort, and I know from a safety standpoint, 21 has been real active. They use him in a lot of different ways. So, when you're versatile like that, you can make plays in different ways.
For you guys, you've gone against Gunner in practice.
Yeah.
He handled some pretty big time receivers this year. Mm-hmm. How has he done that? How has he succeeded?
He's a guy that he plays to his strengths, which is, you know, he has good size and length, and he's able to get his hands on you and reroute some guys, and I feel like they kind of come in underestimating him, thinking that, you know, he's not a premier corner in the league, but he's well on his way. He's doing a lot of good things, a lot of good attention to detail, and he asked me a lot of questions, what I see about his technique and things like that. So if he stays on that and he's locked in about improving and getting better, then I think he'll definitely be a guy people got to worry about.
Have you heard about their nickname as a secondary?
I haven't.
The NYPD?
Well, we're in Wisconsin, so I don't have to worry about that.